You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, December 20th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, man, Friday.
Woo, doggies.
Are you ready for this? The next 4 days are just going to be a Zoom. Now, we're going to be here on Monday. I wanted to say that because a lot of people have asked, well, you know, are you off for the weekend? I think a lot of people are taking next week off, or at least through Wednesday.
I am.
Yeah? Well, you're off every day.
I'm taking it off.
You're taking it off, but you'll be here on Monday. So yes. I don't feel horrible about that.
No, I will be here.
You will be here. So, you know, this whole thirsty shirtless photo thing has been going around for a while, right?
I'm not as hip as up on it as
on
some folks
media?
Are because, well, I'm
you're not
I'm
looking
a, I'm not a big social person.
Yeah, you should be following these celebrities because there's a lot of dudes like shirt off, you know.
Well, I follow
to the gun
quite
show.
A few people. I just don't ever look at it all the time to
like
see
Ron
what's
Burgundy?
Happening.
No, he's not done any thirsty.
I know where you're going with this. Cause we
Kumail Nanjiani from The Big Sick and also from Silicon Valley, which is doing its last season, by the way, posted a couple of pics of him. For the last year, he's been working out for his upcoming
big
role.
Big change.
Yeah. For his upcoming role in The Eternals, which is the next cinematic universe for Marvel. And I'm not sure what character he's going to play. This morning, another thirsty pick has shown up on the internet. It is Mark Wahlberg with shirt off, showing off his shredded abs and his huge biceps and looking mighty fine. Yeah, no, he's always been in good shape, right?
Yeah.
Right. Even you take him back to the 80s. Yeah. And, you know, Donnie, no, but Mark, yeah, Mark's always been ripped, I think. So.
Yeah, Mark, you know, he's with the underwear sticking out of the waistband.
Right. He was the one, right? Was he the one who started all that crap?
I don't know if he started it.
I think he did. Now I think about it. We have to go back in time. Pull up your pants, Mark.
He's doing just fine without it.
But looking pretty thirsty today, buddy. Look at
what
30.
What is this thirsty?
I don't know. I don't come up with this crap. I'm just trying to keep everybody educated.
Time.
All right, it is time for the Who Cares News, and we're going to take a look back. Look back. As some might say, the decade is ending here next week.
Some might say the decade is ending. Most, I think, people realize the decade's ending.
Well, no. Some people say, technically, the decade ends next year. That 2020 is part of the decade. So,
no.
I don't know. It's the whole millennial thing. A lot of people said the millennium did not change till the end of 2000. So it's a scientific math thing. These are people who know more than you and me. So anyway, everybody considers that the decade, for sure the 2010s are ending.
Yes.
Yeah. So we thought we'd take a look back.
Right? Business Insider, they have a list of 43 people who have fallen from grace.
We have a few of those. 43 during the 2010s.
During this decade.
Oh, my goodness.
And naturally, as you can imagine, there was one or more, 13, I don't know, uncovered during the hashtag MeToo movement. And although it's worth pointing out that some of these people have attempted to redeem themselves to some degree.
Yeah. You have to say that.
Some of their convictions and alleged crimes are... Well, they're more serious than others.
Yeah, and alleged. We have to put alleged in there if they haven't been convicted. So,
for me, it is actually a list of 45 people.
45 people?
And it's probably more, but yeah, there's a few more people. Uh-huh. Two notables that did not make the list. I'm just going to put it out there right now.
Right? Who's that?
Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky didn't make the list of the fallen from grace in the 2010s?
Lori Loughlin and her designer husband, Massimo.
Massimo Giannulli. Okay, so those are 44 and 45 on the list. We're not going to go through all 43 of these.
No.
Just the ones that matter.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Good things came of that. The Conners is doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a TV
show. Who needs her? Okay, here we go.
All right, ready.
Mr. Juicer himself, Lance Armstrong. Come on down.
Come on down. Ding,
you're
ding,
our
ding.
Next contestant.
Man, I used to have one of those yellow bracelets, too. Did I cut that damn thing off my arm as fast as I could? Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, biscuits and gravy. Fried butter. Paula Deen.
Oh, man. Paula Deen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's guilty of being from the South, I think, is part of her guilt.
And families, the closer the better. Josh Duggar.
Oh, man. Now talk about your big families now.
How close does he want to be?
Well, he was pretty close.
All right, here's a big one.
All right.
Mr. Subway himself.
Oh, Jared. Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Ooh, woo.
Wow. Yeah.
I wonder how he's faring in prison.
I don't even want to say.
Roger Ailes.
Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News. There's a whole movie out this weekend about him.
Is there?
Yeah, Bombshell. That's all about him.
Oh.
And Megyn Kelly.
Let's go to some hashtag creepers.
Okay, ready.
Hashtag pervies.
Rifle them off.
Hashtag me toos. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Ready.
Kevin Spacey,
yeah.
The House of Cards tumbled down, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
All right. Mm. Harvey Weinstein.
Well, yeah, we can't leave out Harvey. Yeah.
The man who started the hashtag
me
movement
too.
Himself.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Anthony Weiner.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Don't get
you know, and that's one of those things that's just like a kismet for us, because in 1,000 years, would a guy who texts, you know, dick pics have the last name Weiner in real life? Would that, I mean, seriously, come on.
It's serendipitous.
It is. We love this crap. This is what we've been living off of for the last 8 years.
Of course.
You guys. We appreciate it.
Charlie Rose,
yeah, dropping trowel, you know. Well-respected newsman. Hi, how do you like this?
You don't have to demonstrate.
No, I'm not demonstrating. Oh, my God, that sounded horrible. I'm not doing that. I got my pants on, people.
Matt Lauer. Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of dropping trowel.
Yeah, not just dropping trowel. The guy is just terrible.
No, I got one more creeper on the list, and then I have the overall. I have a winner.
You have a winner?
Bill Cosby, Mr. Poop Pop. Yeah, the winner is.
The winner and champion.
He's winning.
I know who you're talking about.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen, our tiger blood drinking friend at the top of the list.
Winning.
That's what happens whenever you have a drug-induced breakdown in public. All right. Yeah. And he's in rehab, so he's doing well. He's actually been sober for 2 years. And I think he wants back on. So maybe, see, that we talked about redeeming himself. Charlie's one of those that are trying. Nobody cares.
Let's see.
We don't care.
Is there anyone else on this list who's redeemed themselves? Well,
no.
Moving on.
All right. That is it for us today. You know who wasn't on the list, and I don't think she deserves to be on the list, is...
Deck the Halls with...
Halle Berry. There we go.
Halle Berry's fa-la-la-la-la.
All right. We're going to be here on Monday. We'll have a special wrap-up of our top Who Cares News stories for 2019 on Monday. So you won't want to miss it.
You won't
don't want to miss
it
on Monday. Have a good weekend. We'll see you then. And
that's all the news. Happy summer. Winter solstice tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Anyway, so that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.